Frequency tuning.
Help! Help! Somebody save me!
Help! I got the wrong number. This is 912.
V-Crux Radio.
Thanks for joining us on V-Crux Radio for Climbers. I'm your host, Lowell. O-Dub's got a new album coming out. If you haven't heard from O-Dub, visit odubmusic.com to catch up.
Your boy is caught, you wanna go for it, but just keep hoping. If you fall, he won't hold that grip, reopen. And you know that all you can do is move it. If you hang out here, you gon' certainly lose it. Prove it, addiction is like a drug. If you could just get to that jug, then you can shake it out, shake it. Shake it out, shake 'em, shake it out, shake it out, shake 'em, shake it out, shake it out, now, let's go. Shake it out, shake 'em, shake it out, shake it out, shake 'em, shake it out, shake it out, shake 'em, shake it out, shake it out, now, let's go. You're slipping, you're overgripping, elbows raising and your legs are twitching. Indecisive, energy spending, time to knuckle up and get to sending. You're bending backwards, trying to spot the weakness, and you think that you got the sequence. And so you close your eyes and visualize walking through it. That's when your inner beta spewer starts talking to you.
Right hand high to a decent crimp, your left foot, put it up by your hip. No match, left foot to left hand, yeah. You're hard on that right grip, hand and stand. Slopey edge, keep your weight low. Hold your breath now, don't let go. It's a quick little dead point and then it's done. It's all jugs from there, man, just have fun.
Shake it out, shake 'em, shake it out, 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 shake it out, now let's go. Shake it out, shake 'em, shake it out, shake it out, shake 'em, shake it out, shake it out, shake 'em, shake it out, shake it out, now let's go. Don't let go now.
Goes the pump clock.
You just gotta squeeze. You just gotta believe.
Goes the pump clock.
You just gotta hold on.
Tick tock. Goes the pump clock.
Tick tock. Tick tock.
Goes the pump clock.
Tick tock. There's no time left. You gotta go. When you enter the crux, it grows silent as death. All you can hear is your own breath. Tick tock. Tick tock. One move left. Focus. And then it all rushes back and you know you got it. Your heart was thumping, your pump, but you fought it. Clip the chains, now the pain is over. Give me slack, now take that, you can lower. Hit the ground, look around, trying to see if she's impressed. Is she smiling? Yes. And so you amble over to make her acquaintance and maybe do a little bit of ego maintenance. You should try this route sometime, it's good. If you ask real nicely, I would hang the drawers. And she said, thanks, but no thanks. You look a little torn up, besides it's my favorite.
Shake it out, shake it out,
don't underestimate the ladies.
Shake it out, shake it out,
strong.
Shake it out, shake it out, now let's
go. Shake it out,
shake it out, shake it out, shake it out, shake it out, shake it out, shake it out, shake it out,
shake it out, now let's go.
Bouldering, sport, big wall or track. Mantis Threads has clothing to fit your needs in the outdoors.
This is gonna be cool.
Oh,
Yeah.
You have the right to remain silent.
Climb high, climb strong, climb for life. And do it listening to V-Crux Radio.
Gotta get my hands on you, I want that booty. Why can't you just give it up to me? Slip it out the crack, cut it through the rack. If not today, baby, I'll be back. I found you, I want that booty. Why can't you just give it up to me? Slip it out the crack, cut it through the rack. If not today, baby, I'll be back. I remember when I first noticed you across the crag, you like a bonus, ooh. Can't wait to find out what you all about. And so I slid my rope up under your route. Can't believe I was nearly leaving with you sitting up there near me teasing. But whoever lost you's probably grieving. But I'm gonna climb on up there and retrieve you. Come on, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your slings. You exactly the type I find in my dreams. And it seems like fate you put here for me. Wish I knew your story. You look so neglected, twisting in the wind all alone. How long has it been? You wanna be touched, and trust me, I plan to. Can't believe some idiot overcame you. My hands on you, I want that booty. Why can't you just give it up to me? Slip it out the crack, cook it through the rack. If not today, baby, I'll be back. I found you, I want that booty. Why can't you just give it up to me?
slipping out the crack, clipping through the rack. If not today, baby, I'll be back. And so I plan my approach, taped up, laced up, and I'm ready to go. Slowly making my way up to you. Nervous, I nearly forget what to do. So I let my excitement guide me, and before long, I've got you right beside me. Can't believe all this luck I found. You look even better now than you did from the ground. You're beautiful, a free number three. Will anybody leave you is beyond me. I assure you I need you, so basically, you and me has become a we. I know many men have abused you, I guess it figures. All they manage to do really is tweak your trigger. Let me be your author, you could be my sword. I'll pull you from the stone, we can both go home.
Get my hands on you, I want that booty. Why can't you just give it up to me? Slip it out the crack, click through the rack. If not today, baby, I'll be back. I pound you, I want that booty. Why can't you just give it up to me? Slip it out the crack, click through the rack. If not today, baby, I'll be back.
We all love the booty. I know I do. See, people be asking me, oh, dog, how you get so much booty? And here's how it plays out, let me tell you. All you gotta do is wait till a 3-day weekend like Memorial Day or Labor Day. And then the Tuesday following, you head down to Devil's Tower or Seneca Rocks or anywhere where all the Gumbies play. And get all the booty you need.
Gotta get my hands on you, I want that booty. Why can't you just give it up to me? Slip it out the crack, clip it through the rack. If not today, baby, I'll be back.
Why you playing? I've been here an hour 15, and at first we was cool, now you ignore me. You ignorant three, trying to give you a happy home. You want me to leave you here all alone? I swear I'll do it. Want me to prove it? Why don't you let go? I can see you in that movie. This is stupid. I'm getting tired of these games. Screw it, I got enough pro anyway. I don't need you, but I don't wanna leave you. Can't bear the thought of some other people seeing you. What happened to me and you? Wasn't you dreaming too? You were 3 Camelot, but I know I'm feeling blue. What to do? I could just accept it. Accept that there's nothing I hate more than rejection. Nope, you're coming with me. It's official. I'll be back tomorrow with a hammer and a chisel.
My hands on you, I want that booty. Why can't you just give it up to me? Slip it out the crack, click it through the rack. If not today, baby, I'll be back. You, I want that booty. Why can't you just give it up to me? Slip it out the crack, clip it through the rack. If not today, baby, I'll be back.
The booty, 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 the booty. The booty, the booty, booty, the booty, the booty, booty.
You're listening to V Crux Radio for Climbers.
You have to have to have to have. You have to have to have. You have to have to have. I you have to have.
Yeah.
following podcast has been brought to you by PodClimber, PodClimber.com, the vertical through digital.
Hello, and welcome to the PodClimber Training Tips section. I'm Eric Hurst, and I'm back with another podcast on the subject of climbing performance. This is the fifth and final podcast in a series delving into the top supplemental training exercises for climbers. In this edition, I'm going to detail what I feel are the top five exercises for strengthening the often overlooked antagonist muscles of the arms and upper torso. The muscles that are antagonist in most climbing movements include the pectoral muscles of the chest, the deltoid and trapezius of the shoulders and upper back, the triceps of the back of the upper arm, and the finger extensors located on the outside of the forearm. Strength and flexibility in these muscles is fundamental to controlled, precise movement and for maintaining joint stability. Unfortunately, few climbers regularly engage in training of these antagonist muscles. The agonist pull muscles get all the attention. Growing imbalance subsequently develops around the elbow and shoulder joints, thus increasing risk of injury due to joint instability and a growing tendency for poor body positioning and technique. Outside of the fingers, the most common injuries among climbers are elbow tendinosis and shoulder impingement and subluxation. And you now know why. As common as injuries are in this sport, it surprises me that so few climbers commit to regular training of the antagonist muscles. The time commitment is minimal, and the exercises themselves are not that difficult. On average, it would take only about 20 minutes, 2 or 3 days per week, to gain all the benefits of antagonist training. Any more than this is unnecessary and in fact undesirable, since excessive antagonist training and use of extremely heavy weights would gradually build heavier, more bulky muscles. Upcoming are five exercises for strengthening these antagonist muscles that help support optimal function of the elbow and shoulder joints. Not addressed in this podcast are exercises for the smaller muscles of the rotator cuff. Listen to training tip segment number 41 for coverage of this important subject. Antagonist exercise number one is the reverse wrist curl. The musculature of the forearms is some of the most complex of the human body. Climbing works the muscles in a very specific way that, over time, can result in tendinosis on either the inside or outside of your elbow. The first two exercises that I'm going to cover will strengthen the finger extensor and forearm pronator muscles. These are two small but highly important muscle groups. In fact, if there are two supplemental exercises that every climber must do, they are these. Use of the reverse wrist curl, in conjunction with daily stretching of the forearm extensor muscles, will vastly reduce your risk of lateral elbow tendinosis. Consider doing one set of reverse wrist curls during your warm-up for climbing, and two more sets as part of your cool-down. Here's how to do them. Sitting on a chair or bench, rest your forearm on the far end of your thigh so that your hand faces palm down and overhangs the knee by several inches. Firmly grasp a 10 to 15 pound dumbbell and begin in a neutral or straight wrist position. Now, curl the dumbbell upward until the hand is fully extended. Hold this position for 1 second and then lower the dumbbell back down to the starting position. Avoid lowering the dumbbell below the horizontal hand position. Now, continue with slow, controlled reverse wrist curls for 15 to 25 repetitions. Perform 2 sets with each hand with a 2 to 3 minute rest between sets. Use a heavier dumbbell if you can easily execute 25 repetitions. An alternative exercise, though perhaps a bit less beneficial, involves opening your fingers against the resistance of a strong rubber band. This method is best used as a pre-climb warm-up. Store a thick rubber band in your car or a climbing pack, and do a set of finger extensions before you perform your warm-up stretching. Exercise number 2 targets forearm pronation. Arm pulling movements naturally result in supination of the hand. If you perform a pull-up on a free-hanging set of pump rocks, you'll discover that your hands naturally turn outward or supinate as your biceps contract. Consequently, training forearm pronation is an important antagonist exercise for climbers to maintain muscle balance across the forearms. There are several ways to train forearm pronation, but the easiest is with an ordinary 3-pound sledgehammer. To do this exercise, sit on a chair or bench with your forearm resting on your thigh, hand in a palm-up position. Firmly grip a sledgehammer with the heavy end extending to the outside and the handle parallel to the floor. Now, turn your hand inward, this is pronation, to lift the hammer to the vertical position and stop here. Slowly lower the hammer back to the starting position, stop when the hammer handle is in the horizontal position, hold this for 1 second before beginning the next repetition. Continue lifting the hammer in this way for 15 to 25 repetitions. And choke up on the hammer handle if this feels overly difficult. Perform 2 sets with each hand. Exercise number 3 is the shoulder press. The next 3 exercises are vital for maintaining balance in the larger stabilizing muscles of the shoulders and upper torso. Regular use of these exercises will go a long way toward maintaining the necessary balance and hopefully the health of your shoulders through many years of rigorous climbing. If you have an existing shoulder problem, these exercises may help mitigate the pain and prevent further injury. Still, it's essential that you see a doctor or physical therapist for guidance on rehabilitation of your particular affliction. While the 3 following exercises can all be performed on standard health club machines, I would not advise joining a club just to gain access to the necessary machinery. Instead, a one-time investment in a few dumbbells is all that you need. Alternatively, you might ask the climbing gym that you patronize to purchase a few sets of dumbbells for the purpose of training the antagonist muscles of the forearms and upper torso. This 3rd exercise, the shoulder press, involves a motion that is almost exactly opposite that of the common pulling motion of climbing. Thus, no exercise is more central to antagonist muscle training. Although you can execute this exercise with a common health club shoulder press machine, performing dumbbell shoulder presses provides a more complete workout of the many small stabilizing muscles of the shoulders. Here's how to do it. Sit on a bench with good upright posture and feet flat on the floor. Begin with bent arms, palms facing forward, and the dumbbells positioned just outside your shoulders. Press straight upward with your palms maintaining a forward-facing position. As your arms become straight, squeeze your hands slightly inward until the dumbbells touch end to end. Now, lower the dumbbells to the starting position. The complete repetition should take about 2 seconds. Continue this motion for 20 to 25 repetitions, striving for smooth, consistent motion throughout the entire set. Rest for 3 minutes, and then perform a 2nd set. Women should start with 5-pound dumbbells and advance to 10 to 15-pounders when they can do 25 repetitions. Most men can begin training with 15 or even 25-pound dumbbells, then progress to 25 or 30 pounds as they are able to achieve 25 repetitions. Over the long term, it is best not to progress to higher amounts, since this may build undesirable muscle bulk that will only weigh you down when it comes to climbing performance. Exercise number 4 is the bench press. The bench press is a staple exercise for powerlifters and bodybuilders, but is also useful for climbers wanting to maintain stable, healthy shoulders. The key is to only use moderate weights. Begin with a total weight that's equal to only about 25% of your body weight and progress up to, at most, 50% of your body weight. For example, a 160-pound climber would begin training with 2 20-pound dumbbells, that's a total of 40 pounds, or about a quarter of the total body weight, and then progress up to training with at most 40-pound dumbbells, which would total about 50% of body weight. Here's how to do the bench press. Lie flat on a bench with bent legs and feet flat on the floor. Using an Olympic bar or 2 dumbbells, and really using dumbbells is ideal since they bring more stabilizing muscles into play, begin the exercise with your hands just above chest level and palms facing your feet. If you're using a bar, your hand should be a few inches wider than your shoulders. Now, press straight up with a slow, steady motion. If you're using dumbbells, squeeze your hands together to touch ends of the dumbbell together upon reaching the top position. Return to the starting position, pause for just a moment, and then begin the next repetition. With a bar, be careful not to bounce the bar off your chest. The goal is slow, controlled movement that takes about 2 seconds per repetition. Continue for 20 to 25 repetitions, and then rest for about 3 minutes before performing a second set. As an alternative to the bench press, you can use push-ups to provide a similar workout. Begin with your hands about shoulder-width apart and build up to doing 2 sets of 25 repetitions. If necessary, move your hands closer together to increase the training resistance. And the number 5 antagonist muscle training exercise is dips. Dips are an excellent exercise for strengthening the many muscles of the upper arms, shoulders, chest, and back. What's more, the dipping motion is quite similar to the mantle move in climbing and thus provides a very sport-specific benefit. Some health clubs and gyms possess a parallel bar setup ideal for performing dips. Alternatively, you can use the in-cut 90-degree corner of a kitchen counter or set up 2 heavy chairs in a parallel position. Also, a set of free-floating pump rocks or gymnastics rings are my personal favorite as they provide a more dynamic and difficult workout. To do this exercise, begin by positioning yourself between the parallel bars, pump rocks, or other dipping apparatus. Jump up into the straight arm starting position with your hands drawn in near your hips. Slowly lower until your arms bend at about a 90-degree angle. Do not go lower than this point. Immediately, press back up to the starting position. Continue this up and down motion with each repetition taking about 2 seconds. Strive to complete 10 to 20 repetitions. Now, if you're unable to do at least 10 dips, enlist a spotter to reduce the resistance as needed so that you can reach this goal. The spotter should stand behind you and lift up around your waist, or if you bend your legs, they can lift up on your ankles. Perform 2 or 3 sets with a 3-minute rest between each set. And, by the way, don't believe the rumors that dips are a dangerous exercise to be avoided. If done correctly and in control, that is, don't bounce dynamically through this exercise and never lower below a 90-degree elbow angle, dips are indeed a safe and highly effective exercise. A favorite of gymnasts, a wide range of professional athletes, and many top climbers. Well, that does it for this final top 5 list of supplemental training for climbing exercises. For Pod Climber, I'm Eric Hurst. Until next time, be safe, be strong, and climb on. Oh,
following podcast has been brought to you by PodClimber, PodClimber.com, the vertical through digital. VCrux Radio.